Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, friends. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Thank you for being here. I can't stop smiling. I don't know why. I guess there's just something about this new energy that really feels fresh and sparkly and new and that we're ready for it. And that's what I'm going to talk about on today's show. We're going to look at the astrology of right now and the rest of April. And we're also going to talk about some of the general energy waves that are coming in, some new opportunities that are available to us within these energies. You could know them as light codes, as energy downloads. There's a few ways to speak about them. And also, what is opening up for you? Do you feel that? That there are openings, that there is a newness, there's potential, there's opportunities, there's something brewing in the world. And it's an exciting time right now because we've been through a really significant shift. So, a lot to cover, and I'm going to start with just a few announcements, as always. You have access here to over 200 episodes of this show. And so if there's something you're needing, looking for, insight, a lot of the information and guests on this program have messages that could really help you. So check out the iTunes gallery where all these episodes are listed, and also on blogtalkradio.com you can scroll through all of the episodes and topics of this program. So I want to remind you of that because I know how sometimes there's just that one topic that could really help shift something for you or that you need insight or guidance on, and you might find that within the history of this show. We are looking at our third year in May. So lots of programming, and it's all free. The other thing that's going on right now is that we have some really great courses at spiritualityuniversity.com. So go ahead and click over there, check them out, see what calls to you, what could really support you right now, especially if you are looking for help with your spiritual business. There is a new Mastering Abundance in your Spiritual Business course that is going to reprogram, elevate, give you clarity, practical tips, all kinds of good stuff. And it's made to be affordable. So check out that course if you're looking for some new, fresh energy in your business. And then also there's another course that's been popular about the universal spiritual laws. So another way to work with the energies of right now, to really understand your power right now, because that's what we are really being called to do, is to step into the new energies of ourselves. It's a higher elevated sense of our purpose, of our abilities, of our gifts, of our work, everything here on our journey. So that course may help you. It's called Conscious Choices, working with the 12 Universal Spiritual Laws. And also, I have just released a new book called Your Awakening Self, Connect Deeply to Your True Evolving Soul. And this book has 26 spiritual topics that are timely, relevant, and designed to just bring you back to center. What is important? What is necessary? What is really true for you at this time in this paradigm? So just a few things to share with you and put on your radar in case you're looking for additional inspiration and motivation right now. And as we continue through April into May, the shifts are going to feel different. And it's interesting, as I feel into later on in April, I feel a slowing of our breathing. Because wouldn't you say that maybe the past 2 months especially have been very high frequency? It's like there's a lot been whizzing around and moving and just buzzing and zinging and zapping, and the energy has been quite dynamic, and that's so perfect because the universe is saying, your spiritual team is saying, it's time to move it. It's time to move it, move it. It's time to keep going forward. Everything that you did before is done. On some level, a part of your journey, part of your experiences, a part of you has been completed. And it's been unfolding for 3 years now. We've been individually and collectively going through this grand shift and transformation. It will feel more intense for you if you have any astrology planets between 12 degrees and 15 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn. Because those are the ones that have been forced to change the most. You couldn't run, you couldn't hide, you couldn't do anything because you as a soul said, I'm going to have this grand transformation at this time in my life. And so what I invite you to do right now is to simply claim, embrace, and own everything you have experienced up to this point in your life. When you do that, you're owning your power. You're stepping into your power. You're saying, this is what I chose to experience. This is how I chose to play with energy, to know energy, to experience energy. It's really important to know that everything is happening in a really divine manner, in a really perfect manner, and we, in our human capabilities, are not meant to know it, quote unquote. We're not meant to know it in our mind, but we're meant to feel it and sense it with our higher energies and our higher selves. And that's what April is a gateway to at a new level. It's a stepping into this part of yourself that's been waiting for you, but it's like that door you could not unlock until right now. And maybe you saw it. You knew that there's a door over there, and I'm supposed to walk through that. Not yet, not yet, not yet, until now. Until now. And that's when the door opens and you move into this next phase of your journey. And so it's also important to keep focused on the new, to keep focused on what you're creating next, and how you're directing your energy forward. Now, if the past 3 years have been intense and big and transformational for you, there is that, it's almost like there could be an undertow that pulls you back into that energy, pulls you into something. It feels like a pulling, like I'm getting the image of someone grasping your ankle and saying, no, come back this way. And it's up to you to keep your focus and to have a way to let that be done, to let the past be complete, to let whatever is finished to just be finished. You know, it's just, it's sitting there on the table, or it's tossed out in the trash, or it's been transmuted somehow, and it's not a part of you that you keep carrying around or giving energy to, because you're into a newness now that serves you best by focusing on the present and what you're creating, where you're directing your energy forward. There will be times when you'll have new understandings around whatever you've experienced. You'll have breakthroughs, you'll have ahas, you'll have things that come through that you just see for the first time about what you learned, what you healed, what you forgave, you know, all of that. But it's not meant to be part of your daily presence anymore. It's meant to be done. And so that's part of our work right now, is to make sure we don't get pulled into the undertows and that we don't go into those stories that are complete. It's like your soul will always honor your free will, of course, because you're powerful. And so if you want to focus on the past 3 years, you absolutely can. But it's almost like right now there's such a push and a shove, if you will, into a newer sense of yourself, that the more you think about the past or anything that's complete for you, your energy is going to sink, because that's not where your power is anymore. Your power is in a whole new experience of yourself. One thing we can do now, more than ever, is call in these new energies. And I feel them as light codes. And that's partly because of all the sunshine right now. I know that not everyone has sunshine in their immediate environment. But you don't need sunshine to call in light codes. And you can also request downloads of certain energies that you want. And that is really supported in April and into May. And so this is what one of the tools I want to give you right now, because I think this is really going to assist with how you experience this time. And how you experience what is really essential for you. So you're going to have a visualization of energy coming in, energy coming down. And I think the visualizations are really helpful because it gives your mind something to focus on. You can see, right? You can see the energy. And I think that has a lot of good, it's a satisfaction thing. Like, it's great to be able to just connect with that experience. So visualize the energy coming down and make it a color. It could be a bright, beautiful yellow, purple, white. It could look like diamonds. It could look like a rainbow. You know, whatever calls to you. And you want to do this when you're in a meditative state, when you're in a place of concentration, and it could just be for 5 minutes. But you want to call in that energy, and you want to call it in with intention and allow it to shower you. And typically when I do this, I see it as, it's washing away everything of a lower vibration. It's transmuting energies. It has this cleansing, purifying sense. And it's very fresh and new. So the energy is coming down. It's coming in. And I want you to see it soaking into your skin, almost like raindrops that come down and touch your skin, only these are light codes that come in. Soak into your skin. Continue into your physical self. And really infuse your DNA, whatever that visualization looks like for you. And you just see this continuation of it that goes and touches all parts of you. And as you're doing that, you're calling in whatever energies you need. And it can be, you can call in anything. I mean, you could call in abundance. You could call in confidence. You could call in trust, faith. You could call in clarity. Clarity about what next steps are or what is best. You could call in greater connection to your intuition and guidance. So whatever it is right now that comes instantly to your mind, trust that. I did this exercise earlier this week. We live across from a wetland that has a pond, and right now the frogs are very busy this time of year. And I just sat on the banks of this pond, and the frogs are huge, by the way. They look like these giant pancakes. They're quite big. And just allowed this energy to come down. And it was important for me to do it in nature because that's really grounding. You can do it sitting at your desk. You could do this, you know, anywhere that you just have a moment. But I needed it to be in nature, you know, sitting on the earth, really being connected. And to allow that experience to just happen, it was refreshing. It was just really empowering for what was needed. And so this is an exercise, really simple, that you can just keep doing. That you can keep practicing and calling in. Because there are more openings now on the planet than ever before. There are more openings there, here. And what I'm seeing is that's because the spirals around the Earth. So the Earth has many spirals of energies that all connect. And they all go out in different directions and different shapes and sizes. And it actually looks really cool, this visualization I'm having. It almost looks like a bunch of curlicues that work with the earth and the different energies that we each possess individually and collectively. And then there's the giant spirals that make up a collection of spirals. And then, of course, all of that comes together in our galaxy, which is a giant spiral, which goes through the Milky Way that leads into other galaxies. So, you know, we have all these amazing energies happening at once. And so what's happening now, though, is that here on the Earth, these spirals are reaching up higher, they're going wider, and they're filled with more light. And that's because of all the energies we've done over the past 3 years collectively. And that's one of the reasons why we're here. You know, we each chose to participate and contribute in this collective experience and to transform ourselves, to work on our soul growth, and to do it for the planet and the cosmic picture. So there's the microcosm energies and then the macrocosm energies that are all in play. And so at this time, there is more higher energies that we have access to because of the work we've done, because of the clearing, the new consciousness, the new awareness, the new connections, all of that. And so throughout April and May and into June, which is the summer solstice on June 21st, summer solstice in the northern, winter solstice in the southern hemisphere, we are accelerating our ability to align and integrate with these energies. New manifestations, new levels of light, new levels of everything are available, and you have to trust. You have to keep trusting. You have to keep doing the work. You can't just say you trust and let it go. You have to be an active participant in the energy, and this is where we're going to see these new, even more doors open. It's like, to take the analogy I just used, you walked into one door to realize that behind one door there's five more. And it's almost like an exponential growth is occurring here. So okay, I'm feeling how this energy is really awesome, and we have to be grounding. Now, this is what we always talk about. I think every time we talk about energy download, and you have to be grounding. So this is really about living life as a new human, in that you're so spiritually tuned in and connected, but you also have to be equally balanced in your physical self, feet on the ground, taking care of your body, because the body can only integrate so much at a time. It can't do it all. And this shows up for us when we get really tired or we can't sleep, we're really hungry, we need more water, or we need more sugar. You could find you need more sugar. That's because your body is looking for a way to accelerate its energies, even if it's momentarily. But it's okay to trust those cravings. And then there's the fact that we have a greater responsibility now to ourselves and to our bodies and to our needs. So keep all this in mind, because one of the ways we integrate this is by bringing this knowledge into our daily lives and applying it. And that can change some of your routines, some of your daily practices. It can change what you need in a day. I mean, you could find that you need an extra half hour of sleep and that you have to go to bed earlier now. Or you could need more calories, and so you need to also maybe work out more. So there's a time of adjustment here, because that's what this new timeline is. And the feeling I have is that it's going to become easier, but we're always going to have periods of integration. So that's just going to be an ongoing theme with these new energies. And all of this is part of ascension, of course. Of course, right? That's the ride we're on. So when you're working with your human self and moving through ascension energies, you want to keep your mind trained even more regularly. And I think this is actually where we're going to be gifted with opportunities in the next few months. Now, the astrology of April is that it leads to a bit more grounding. That's because the sun will go into Taurus on April 20th, where it stays until May 22nd, and other planets are in Taurus as well, including Mars and Mercury. And so this will give us that breathing room, that, okay, I can pause, I can, I can take some deep breaths that maybe I didn't have the opportunity to do since February. Or even since January, which is the last time we had Earth energy, when there were many planets in Capricorn. So as the planets move through Taurus, we slow down, thankfully, and we breathe deeper and we come back to our physical selves. And this is a time to call in what you want. Taurus is about what we possess and what we can accumulate and buy, and not just in a material sense. I mean in the sense that when you talk about what you possess, it's the energy that you claim. This is what I want in my life. This is what I need. This is how I will sustain myself. And so that's going to be key over the next few weeks and into May. And then in May, the energy is going to pick up again, buzz up, as I like to say, buzz it up, when the sun moves into Gemini. And we also are going to have Mercury retrograde in Gemini. So Mercury moves into Gemini, and then it's going to go retrograde May 19th to June 12th. And so for all that period, the buzziness is going to be present, but we're going to be urged to really look at our mental processes and how our mind is serving us. Because every time we go through one of these big integrations, we also need to check in with the ego mind to make sure it's keeping up. Because the ego mind rarely leads. It doesn't really lead, but it needs to keep pace. So into May, again, we're keeping pace here. And we're making sure that all aspects of ourselves are in alignment with these new energies. Now, this is where it's going to be really helpful to continue calling in the light codes that you need to get the right words in your head, to check in with yourself, and again, to make sure that you're grounding and that you're really integrating on all levels of your being. That you'll feel that if you're not. You'll absolutely feel it. You'll feel it. Whew, I can feel it in some people. It's like you could feel it in your chest when you're having a hard time breathing. You could feel it as a headache. You could feel it as nervousness or anxiety. And so that's when you know, okay, I need to really integrate some things here. I need to come back to center and balance. So I feel like what we're really looking for at this time is to remember the bigger picture about your grand journey. And that April is supporting you at this time. And the astrology of April is supporting you in this new sense of yourself, which is what March has been about as well. With the sun in Aries, we look at our self-identity. Who am I? And we look at where we are actively and consciously choosing those parts of our identities and what part needs to go. You know, what parts of us are no longer true. And now we work with stabilizing it all and saying, this is what I want. This is what I need. This is who I am now. And I'm going to feel stable in my core with this. So at this time, be sure that you're really being honest with yourself and authentic and real. And that's a private thing. Like, that can be sacred. You don't have to tell people what that is for you. It's more important that you just know it for yourself, and that you work with your spiritual guidance as needed, that you listen as needed, that you look for that answers and information as needed. And to look at how much your, oh, this feels really lovely. Look at how much your journey has really been beautiful and perfect and how much it's served you. How it's really kept you going. It's kept you moving forward. That it's really always been in your favor. And there have been times when that was probably not a thought you had. Or you just thought, wow, there's no, you know, you're just like, I'll see how this turns out. And now you can see it more. So it's a time to face forward. Don't look at the back seat. Face the highway in front of you. Look out the front window. And make that a constant reminder to yourself. This is where I'm going. This is where I am. This is where I'm going next. So what's important to me now? This is, you know, all these things that help really keep you centered on the priorities of now and connect you with the energies of now. It is a whole new time. It's a whole new era. It's a whole new energy system that we're in because of all that you have transformed, all that you have done. And there's a celebration in place as well. I think that, okay, so I'm hearing from my team here that I'm going to have more information about this in the shows ahead, and that all we have to be reminded of right now is how, you know, a new day has dawned, a new part of yourself is here and present. And alive and sustaining and helping and guiding. That's the energy you want to tap into. That's where you want to go. That's where you're going to find your strength, your courage, it's like that ongoing belief in yourself. It feels really good. So keep it in that place, you know, like keep it where you're reminded of this adventure that you're on. And make it so that when you're in this place, you are really connected to that bigger you, you know, that higher self you, and that part of you that is, you know, bigger than this one role and this one experience and this one lifetime. And that's what you have access to now more than ever. It's really true. I mean, isn't that amazing? It's like, this is partly what we've been looking for and or even, you know, waiting on confirmation for. And it's here. It's now. And so I think what you want to keep remembering that this is, that it's happening now. This is activated now. This is all happening now. And April is the beginning of that energy. Whew, yeah, it feels just really, it feels really exciting, and I hope that that you're feeling that come through, and that you're, even if you're not, you're opening up to it. You know, you have like that willingness to say, okay, this is my new experience now that I'm choosing. Okay, I'm hearing that that is all I should share at this time, that we've covered quite a bit, and that it's time to be walking the walk. It's time to really be connecting all of this in your life in the way that is best for you to integrate it. That's our assignment right now. That is our best focus. Our best energetic focus is this forward energy and where we're going now, but what we can create now that we could not do previously. Whew, it feels really good. I'm going to leave it at that. And, you know, I'm going to share more updates, however, on Facebook. If you'd like to join me on Facebook, it's under the page ConsciousCoolChic.com, or that's my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, and that's also what the Facebook page is. And be sure and sign up on my email. I have a special astrology, hour-long astrology special going on right now through April, where you can have a session for $99, and we're going to see what you're ready for next on your soul growth and what you are here to create and contribute and participate in next as these energies continue to expand and take us forward. So I will see you next week for another live broadcast. As always, I appreciate your presence. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for your time. And I wish you the very best as we all continue on this amazing experience together, my friends. So take good care. And remember the light code download and how that's going to open you up. Okay, I'll see you next week.
This is my moment. I waited all my life. I could tell it's time. Drifting away, I'm one with the sunset. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life, 'cause in this moment I just feel so alive, I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life, this is my moment.